just to look at the RT-PCR studies. One review I found looked at this particular problem. Numbers of patients in the studies vary from 1 up to 66, so small numbers. They looked at functional and non-functional markers, including CEA and mucin-2. The range of PCR cycles employed varied widely from 30 up to 70, and obviously more PCR cycles are going to increase your rates of false positives. Up to 85% were found in one article. Between 22 and 100% of patients were found to be positive when micrometastases were studied with RT-PCR. 11 studies before the year 2000 did not show any effect on prognosis, but there are 5 that do demonstrate an adverse effect.